WBNQ.com. It's the Susan Show on 101.5 WBNQ.
101.5 WBNQ. Happy holidays. It's time where we're going to start seeing a certain well-dressed man in red by the name of Santa. And I am told one of our dear friends who is doing a lot for Special Olympics is this year's official Santa. That would be John Stevens, who is on the air with us. Hey, John.
And how's everybody doing this morning?
Well, happy now that I know I'm on your nice list. How did you become the official Santa this year?
I just decided that I was going to try and do this. I went and talked to Joe and with my elves, and we decided that we were going to try and get a centrally located area so that people could come and visit with me in Uptown Normal.
Yeah, the Santa Station.
At the Santa Station. And so we worked with the laborers union. They donated the time.
It's a beautiful structure if folks have not had a chance to visit.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely incredible, and it's also portable. It only comes out during the holiday season.
Right.
Well, let's talk about how we're going to see our John Stevens Santa and how we're going to raise all kinds of goodness for Special Olympics. Saturday's a big party day, right?
Saturday is there will be a parade. And do not get this confused with the JC's parade over in Bloomington. This is in Normal. We will start at the Alamo and work our way through Uptown Normal.
Starting at what time, John?
12:30.
See, that'll happen after the JC's parade because
this will be after the JC's parade.
That's not a problem to hit two parades in one day. More candy. Woohoo!
Yeah. And it's not a big parade. It's not going to last for 4 hours or 3 hours like the Macy's parade. It'll probably be roughly 30, 35 minutes long. The University High School Marching Band will bring me right up to my house, drop me off, and we will immediately start seeing children from 1 o'clock on Saturday until 6 o'clock, and then also on Sunday from 12 until 4.
Now,
if there's anybody else would like to know anything more about Santa Station, they can go online to the Uptown Normal website.
And sure.
It will have the times and hours available.
And we're going to sneak in a chat with Joe Tully after 8 o'clock this morning.
Right.
So we can get some more details. But I know Special Olympics is near and dear to your heart, John. So when we come visit Santa, how do we raise money for Special Olympics?
We, as far as a donation, is optional. We're not going to tell people they have to donate. But if they want to, they're more than welcome to do it. I think it would be great if we can make a couple of bucks. But it's also been, what, the last 3 or 4 years has been very, very, very good to Bloomington Normal. Has come out and donated.
Yeah, it's a very wonderful event. Archie J, last year I volunteered in the Santa Station, and people bring their own cameras.
Oh.
And it has not only a place for Santa and Mrs. Claus, who is sometimes there with Santa, but
right.
I mean, there's a fireplace, there's a Christmas tree, there's moving toys and trains and things, so it's the ultimate Christmas tableau.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you line everybody up in the family, and sometimes you can pass off your phone or your camera to one of the helpful elves,
mm-hmm.
and you get the ultimate holiday photo.
That's awesome.
And all we're asking for is in that nice little collection box, you drop a couple of bucks or maybe a lot of bucks, knowing that money's going to Special Olympics and that John and the rest of the elves are volunteering their time.
Right. And actually, I am a third-generation Santa Claus.
What's the training that takes place to become the ultimate Santa, especially a third-generation one?
Well, my grandfather did it, and my father did it, and we also have a pair of boots and a suit at home that are over 100 years old.
Will that be the Santa suit we'll see you in?
You will not see me in that suit because it's too fragile.
I understand.
And the boots have been retired this year because they're starting to fall apart a little bit more because they're 100 years old. They belong to my grandfather is who they actually belong to.
That's amazing. John, we look forward to seeing you again. The Santa Station opening, grand opening, is going to be the Saturday, December 3rd. Good little boys and girls can pay him a visit right up until Christmas Eve. You can see all the times, dates, and details at UptownNormal.com. But happy holidays to you, John, and your entire Santa-loving family. And thanks for what you're doing with Special Olympics.
Thank you very much, and I would encourage you, if you would like to be in the parade, you're more than welcome to be in the parade.
That is all Saturday. We'll get more details. You can click through at WB&Q's Facebook page, go to UptownNormal.com, and we'll get more insider scoop from Joe Tully as he checks in with us after 8 o'clock this morning. It's fabulous. And if you get real close to Uptown Station, where Santa Station is, and you end up as a volunteer, sometimes they put you in an elf suit before you even know what happens. You're like, how did I all of a sudden end up in pointy shoes?
Wow, I would be a big elf.
The bigger, the better.